Welcome to today's episode of The Daily Threat, where we dive deep into the latest in cybersecurity news and threats facing businesses around the globe. Today, we have three major stories that highlight significant vulnerabilities and breaches. From a critical Windows privilege escalation vulnerability, Google Maps timeline data storing concerns, to the Snowflake data breach affecting multiple businesses, we'll cover it all. Let's get started. Our first story today focuses on a critical vulnerability in Microsoft Windows that has recently come to light. This flaw, which involves a privilege escalation issue, has been dubbed the Windows Recall Vulnerability. Discovered by security researchers, this vulnerability allows attackers to gain elevated privileges on a Windows system, potentially giving them full control over the affected machines. Attackers exploit this vulnerability by leveraging a flaw in the Windows kernel. Specifically, the flaw resides in how Windows handles memory operations, allowing malicious actors to execute arbitrary code with system-level privileges. This means that once the attacker has gained initial access to a system, possibly through phishing or other means, they can then exploit this flaw to gain complete control. The implications for businesses are severe. With system-level privileges, attackers can install malware, exfiltrate sensitive data, and move laterally across a network, potentially compromising entire organizations. This level of access also makes it difficult to detect and remediate the breach, since attackers can disable security tools and logs. Recommendations: patch management. Ensure all Windows systems are up to date with the latest security patches from Microsoft. Regularly update and monitor patch management policies. Least privilege principle. Enforce the principle of least privilege, PLP, to limit user and application access to only what is necessary for their function. Network segmentation. Segment networks to limit the lateral movement of attackers and contain potential breaches. Our second story revolves around privacy concerns related to Google Maps timeline data. Google has announced that it will begin storing location timeline data on user devices, raising significant concerns among privacy advocates and security experts. While not a direct attack, the potential for misuse is substantial. By storing detailed location data on devices, this information becomes a target for cybercriminals. Should an attacker gain access to a user's device through malware, phishing, or physical theft, they could access sensitive location history, tracking an individual's movements over time. For businesses, the risks are twofold. First, employees using their devices for work, BYOD policies, may inadvertently expose company locations and movements to malicious actors. Second, this data could be used for corporate espionage, tracking the movements of key personnel to gain competitive intelligence. Recommendations: mobile device management, MDM. Implement MDM solutions to manage and secure employee devices, ensuring that sensitive data is encrypted and access is controlled. User education, educate employees on the risks of location data and best practices for securing their devices, including the use of strong passwords and enabling two-factor authentication. Data minimization. Encourage employees to minimize the amount of personal data stored on their devices and regularly review app permissions. Snowflake data breach, advanced auto parts, and LendingTree. Our final story today is about a significant data breach involving Snowflake, a popular cloud data warehousing company. This breach has affected several businesses, including advanced auto parts and LendingTree, exposing sensitive customer and business data. The breach occurred due to a misconfiguration in Snowflake's data sharing settings, which allowed unauthorized access to sensitive data. Attackers exploited this weakness to infiltrate the system and exfiltrate valuable information, including customer details, financial data, and internal communications. The exposure of sensitive data can lead to numerous consequences for businesses, including financial losses, reputational damage, and legal liabilities. For affected companies, customer trust is at risk, and the fallout from such breaches can be long-lasting. Recommendations: cloud security posture management, CSPM. Utilize CSPM tools to continuously monitor cloud environments for misconfigurations and compliance violations. Regular audits, conduct regular security audits and assessments of cloud configurations to identify and rectify vulnerabilities. Data encryption, ensure that all sensitive data stored in the cloud is encrypted, both at rest and in transit, to protect against unauthorized access. That wraps up today's episode of The Daily Threat. We've covered critical vulnerabilities and breaches that highlight the ever-evolving landscape of cybersecurity threats. Remember, staying informed and proactive is key to protecting your business from these threats. If you found today's episode valuable, be sure to subscribe to The Daily Threat for more in-depth analysis and updates on the latest in cybersecurity. Stay safe, stay secure, and see you next time.